It's time for another segment of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Hello, and thank you. Nice to be here. So, saw yet another movie, and this one was actually kind of a doozy, and highly recommend it. It's called, I'm not entirely sure how the, there's a certain, I'm not sure where the accent goes. It's called Wake Up Dead Man, and I don't know if it's Wake Up Dead Man or Wake Up Dead Man. In any event, it's a Knives Out mystery, and it's the third in the series of Knives Out mysteries. What distinguishes this series of mysteries is their complexity and the pretty amazing cast that they always have. The cast in this one, well, they all feature, I should mention right off the bat, they all feature Daniel Craig as the principal sleuth. He plays Benoit Blanc, and he was somehow Southern, and he's very, A, funny, and B, just, he's always a pleasure to watch. And he, of course, is very skilled at solving mysteries. This, his character, Benoit Blanc, is in any of them. The story in this third outing of Knives Out is that a young, kind of a newly minted priest, played by Josh O'Connor, who's excellent. He's a young British actor who looks a whole lot like Prince Charles, and in fact played Prince Charles on the television in the series about the royal family. But in any event, he plays a priest whose name is Judd Duplantisi, and he gets into some trouble because he's not a very good priest, and he's also a former boxer. So he is someone who kind of has trouble just keeping his fists to himself, and he ends up getting into a fight or two, but that's mostly just at the beginning. But his real trouble begins a little bit later in the movie. He's sent off to a very small parish in a very pretty place that looks like the Hudson River Valley. And he meets up with the priest there, who is a Monsignor named Wicks, Jefferson Wicks. And he's played by, again, the excellent Josh Brolin. But he's not such a nice guy. And he definitely has a hidden agenda. And I won't tell you what the hidden agenda is, but just to say that he's somebody who is not easy to get along with, and makes himself especially difficult to get along with. Josh Brolin and Josh O'Connor. Josh O'Connor, the young priest, is making a little bit of progress, and he's discovering that he's not quite such a bad priest. But then when things turn for the worse, it means that he has much more to do and much more to think about. But the first thing he has to think about is that there is a murder. And this is not a spoiler. This is pretty well known. If you looked at a trailer or read a review, that is out there, is a priest is murdered, and it falls to Josh O'Connor, the young priest, not to solve the murder, although he would like to, but really just to kind of keep a lid on things. And as with all of the Knives Out mysteries, this murder is, it seems kind of unsolvable, but surprise, it can be solved, and it is solved. And it's solved with the help of a really outstanding all-star cast. Not only is Daniel Craig Benoit Blanc, but Glenn Close plays Martha Delacroix, who is, she's kind of the person who does everything at the church. She's the Monsignor's right-hand person. Kerry Washington is another parishioner who has many, many secrets. Jeremy Renner plays Dr. Sharp, and he has an especially miserable background. So there's like a number of characters who are not the top two, but they have a lot to do with the story, and they add a lot to the story. It is just, the writing is really quite good. Some people may say it's superb, and some people say, well, not quite superb. I found it a little bit lengthy, and it is, frankly, quite a long movie. It's 2.5 hours-ish, which is kind of a long time to sit in movie theater, but we managed. And it's a movie that I would say, yeah, if you like movies, if you like movie theaters, this is one that you probably are going to want to go and see. It's one that the various groups which do reviews are giving top-notch reviews, 95% and 96% approval ratings for Rotten Tomatoes, and the Internet Movie Database gives it a good 8 out of 10. So it is quite fascinating to watch and fun and well done. And at two and a half hours later, when it's over, you'll say, gee, I barely fell asleep at all. That really was quite fun and entertaining. And as a mystery, it was mysterious. So it would be one that, again, you may not love mysteries. You may not love things that are laden with Hollywood's best and England's best, but give it a shot. And if you've already seen the two Knives Out mysteries, you'll have some idea of what you're likely to see in this one. Okay, so that's about it for this week. There's some new movies coming down the pike, always on a Friday. And I think that speaking of movies that I would recommend, Wicked for Good, which is the second of the two Wicked movies. And you kind of have to like music, you have to like glitz, you have to kind of like Jeff Goldblum, and then you would like this movie. I talked at some length about it already, so I won't do that now. But it's still playing downtown at the Maison de Cinema, and it's a good movie. It's a good, it's two, also about two and a half hours, and it keeps your attention, just like the Knives Out movie. You don't drift off. Maybe at the very beginning a little bit, but then you kind of get caught up in the story. So that's, for me, that's mostly what good movies are about, is good story, good production values, good actors and actresses, and a movie that you would want to send your friends to go and see, which is what we did. Okay, so that's it for me.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie. Have a good week. Talk next week.
Yep, thanks a lot.